Healthcare Professionals Trained to Ask 3-Year-Olds About Their Gender Identity. By Spencer Lindquist on December 16, 2022. A course for healthcare professionals urges them to start asking children as young as 3 years old about their gender identity. The online module from the Fenway Institute, titled Affirming Care for Transgender and Gender Diverse Children and Adolescents, advocates that those in the medical field take an affirming approach to gender dysphoria in youth. The module, which discusses the use of puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgery, is eligible for continuing medical education requirements, which some medical students, residents, and professionals need in order to maintain their positions. One section of the module, titled Asking Pediatric Patients About Gender Identity, tells medical professionals to start around age 3. Medical professionals are told again later in the module to ask toddlers about their gender identity. After users select an answer to a multiple-choice question, a slide says, pediatricians should start asking patients about gender identity starting around 3 years old. Additionally, the module also provides those in the medical field with multiple websites and graphics that are aimed at children and can be used to indoctrinate them with gender ideology. One such graphic referenced in the module is the gender elephant, a diagram of a cartoon elephant that argues that gender identity, sex, and gender expression are all distinct. A variant called the gender unicorn is also displayed on the site. Another similar graphic is the gingerbread person, a cartoon graphic of a gingerbread cookie that also argues that anatomical sex is distinct from gender. Meanwhile, the online module also promotes the gender book, a graphic novel that encourages readers to be a gender justice superhero by supporting political action that increases awareness of and protects the rights and safety of gender minorities. Drag king, transmasculine, and genderqueer are all listed as different gender identities. The Fenway Institute, the healthcare organization that created this module, has repeatedly endorsed the gender-affirming model of care. Breitbart News previously revealed that the organization produced a guide for healthcare professionals that taught them to pressure parents into accepting their child's transgender identity. That guide from the Fenway Institute states, potential signs that a family needs additional help and resources to come to accept and support their child's gender diversity include referring to the child's gender diverse identity as a phase, inconsistent name/pronoun use, and using incorrect gendered words like son or daughter. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at Slindquist@Breitbart.com.